नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 29 30 31 32 We will be chanting only 29 and then I am going to read the rest of them. Suta uvacha
Shrutva bhagavata proktam
Falguna paraviraha Sprashtva pastam parikramya Brahmana brahmastram sandade Suta uvacha
Shrutva bhagavata prohottam
Falguna paraviraha Sprashtva pastam parikramya Brahmam brahmastram sandade Suta Goswami
Uvacha said
Shrutva After hearing Bhagavata By the personality of Godhead Proktam What was said Falguna Another name of Sri Arjuna Paraviraha The killer of the opposing warrior Sprashtva After touching
Apaha
Water
Tam Him
Parikramya
Circumambulating
Brahmam
The Supreme Lord
Brahma Astram The Supreme Weapon Sandade
Acted on
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Suta Goswami said, hearing this from the personality of Godhead, Arjuna touched water for purification, and after circumambulating Lord Shri Krishna, he cast his Brahmastra weapon to counteract the other one. Please repeat. Srila Suta Goswami said,
Hearing this from the personality of Godhead,
Arjuna touched water for purification. And after circumambulating Lord Shri Krishna, He cast his Brahmastra weapon. To counteract the other one. Now I am going to read the translation of the rest of the shlokas, then we will read the purport together. 30 goes like this. Samhatya nyonyo mubayod stejasi char samvarte आवृत्य रोदसी खम च वृधाते क्र वहित. When the rays of the two Brahmastras combined, a great circle of fire like the disk of the sun covered all outer space and the whole firmament of planets. Drishtvastra tejas tu tayos trillokan pradhan mahat pradhan mahat dahya manah praja sarva samvartakam Amamastada. All the population of the three worlds was scorched by the combined heat of the weapons. Everyone was reminded of the Samvartaka fire which takes place at the time of annihilation. Thus, Prajopadra Padrava Malaksha Loka Vyatikaram Chatam Matamcha Vasudevasya Sanjaharajana Vayam. Thus, seeing the disturbance of the general populace and the imminent destruction of the planets, Arjuna at once retracted both Brahmastra weapons as Lord Krishna desired. Purports. The heat created by the flesh of a Brahmastra resembles the fire exhibited in the sun glow at the time of cosmic annihilation. The radiation of atomic energy is very insignificant in comparison to the heat produced by a Brahmastra. The atomic bomb explosion can at most blow up one globe, but the heat produced by the Brahmastra can destroy the whole cosmic situation. The comparison is therefore made to the heat at the time of annihilation. All the population of the three worlds was scorched by the combined heat of the weapons. Everyone was reminded of the Samvartaka fire which takes place at the time of annihilation. The three worlds are the upper, lower and intermediate planets of the universe. Although the Brahmastra was released on this earth, the heat produced by the combination of both weapons covered all the universe, and all the populations on all the different planets began to feel the heat excessively and compared it to that of the Samvartaka fire. No planet therefore is without living beings, as less intelligent materialistic men think. Thus, seeing the disturbance of the general populace and the imminent destruction of all the planets, Arjuna at once retracted both Brahmastra weapons as Lord Shri Krishna desired. The theory that the modern atomic bomb explosions can annihilate the world is childish imagination. First of all, the atomic energy is not powerful enough to destroy the world. And secondly, ultimately it rests on the supreme will of the Supreme Lord, because without his will or sanction, nothing can be built up or destroyed. It is foolish also to think that natural laws are ultimately powerful. Material nature's law works under the direction of the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says there that natural laws work under his supervision. The world can be destroyed only by the will of the Lord and not by the whims of tiny politicians. Lord Shri Krishna desired that the weapons released by both Droni and Arjuna be withdrawn, and it was carried out by Arjuna at once. Similarly, there are many agents of the all-powerful Lord, and by his will only can one execute what he desires. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिनि तीनामिने नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनि तीनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे. सूत उवाच श्रुत्वा भगवता प्रोक्तं फाल्गुनः परवीरः स्पृष्ट्वा पस्तं परिक्रम्य ब्राह्मं ब्राह्मास्त्रं संददे. drashtvastra tejas tu tayos trilokan pradahan mahat dahyamana praja sarva samvartakam samansata prajopadravam alaksha lokavyatikaram chatam matam cha vasudevasya sanjaharjanu arjuno dvayam. Shri Suta Goswami said, hearing this form, the personality of Godhead, Arjuna touched water for purification. And after circumambulating Lord Shri Krishna, he cast his Brahmastra weapon to counteract the other one. When the rays of two Brahmastra combined, a great circle of fire, like the disk of the sun, covered all the outer space and the whole firmament of planets. All the population of the three worlds was scorched by the combined heat of the weapons. Everyone was reminded of the Samvartaka fire which takes place at the time of annihilation. Thus, seeing the disturbance of general populace and the imminent destruction of the planets, Arjuna at once retracted both Brahmastra weapons as Lord Shri Krishna desired. So Arjuna, when he saw this great fire, the glare of the Brahmastra, he approached Krishna and asked him, what is all this? Krishna told him that this is from the Brahmastra released by Ashwatthama. And since Ashwatthama did not know how to retract it, it would have created havoc. Like Srila Prabhupada explains, that Brahmastra is much more powerful than atomic weapons, atom bomb. You know that they have so many between the, as they call it, nuclear powers, so many atom bombs are there. And they are destructive. They can destruct something, but not, they cannot destroy everything. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. There's a limitation. Whatever a human being can do, there is a limitation. Whereas when Lord Krishna does something, it is something unbelievable. You know, Achintya, that's why his name is Achintya. Inconceivable. You can't even think how things can be done like that. So if you see the shlokas now one by one, very interesting words here. Paraviraha means who's killing the opposing enemy, opposing warrior. And Arjuna's own name is Falguna. We also know that there is a month called Falguna. So Arjuna has some connection with that. That's why his name is Falguna. And then another system is whenever we want to do something auspicious. Of course, this is also auspicious. To release a Brahmastra is not something a joke. So what we do is we touch with water, you know, we purify. When we are doing arati, we purify everything. When we are offering bhoga to Krishna, we purify, you know, all the... So water is the most purifying thing. And Krishna says, I am the water. I am the taste of water. I am the color of water. I am water. So this is just one aspect of Krishna. And then, since Krishna himself was present there, Arjuna did the parikrama, pradakshina, circumambulating. You know. So when we cannot do that, when we don't have Krishna directly in front of us, then we can do at least the circumambulation of his deity form, you know, his archa vigraha, which is not different from Krishna. So that's the system, you know, this is all there in the scriptures. So here, it's called Brahma Astram. You know, last time I explained that it is just a mantra. Weapon is nothing. It's all mantras. Right? So now, in the next shloka, we see Samhatya, by combination of Ubayo, Anyonyam Ubayo, tejasi, the two glares, what happened? Samvarte, they were covering. What? Rodasi, the complete firmament, that means whatever is there. Kham cha, kham. This outer space is called kham. So also outer space. Vavradhate, increasing. Like what? Like arka. Sun is called arka. Vahanivat, like fire, you know. The fire was just growing bigger and bigger. And it was looking like almost like sun. You know. So you can imagine how powerful that must be. And then, drishtva, thus seeing, this weapon astra, teja, teja means again heat. Trin lokan, three planets, you know, the heavenly, the earthly and the hellish planets. Pradahat, blazing. Dahyamana, they were not only blazing and they are burning. So what happened because of that? The praja, the population, all over, sarva, samvartakam. You know, it looked like as if the samvartaka fire, which takes place at the time of annihilation. You know, when pralaya comes, there is only water and then there is this fire, samvartakam. You know, it burns everything. Because everything has now to go back into the body of Mahavishnu. So, everybody started thinking that pralaya has come. And Brahmastra can bring many pralaya. Of course, in the final purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that nothing happens by against the will of the Lord, you know. So here in the 32nd, we see praja, upadravam, we say, you know, disturbance, alakshya, having seen, vyatikaram, destruction, also destruction, you know, disturbance and destruction. And then, matamcha, and the opinion of what? Vyasadevasya, Vasudevasya, according to the opinion of, as per the desire of Shri Krishna, Arjuna had Sanjahara, he has retracted the Brahmastra of both, Dvayam. He did not want to attack with his Brahmastra. His Brahmastra he used for only retracting. Such a wonderful thing, you know. We cannot do that now. Once the atomic weapon is released, it's gone. You know, nobody can do anything. But here, the biggest, such a powerful weapon, Arjuna could retract. So here, as I said, the most important thing for us to understand is that nothing can be destroyed or created without the sanction of the Lord. That Prabhupada puts it so powerfully. Without the sanction of the Lord, nothing can happen. Like they say, not a leaf, not a blade of grass can move without the sanction of the Lord. We say that, but we forget that. And then we behave as if we are in control. So this nature, you know, people say always, you know, it is all nature. But here, Srila Prabhupada is saying that nature is nothing. Nature is under control of Krishna. And that's a proof. There is a statements in the scriptures which are bona fide, which are accepted by everybody. So now we see that the story is going further. And tomorrow we'll be seeing that how Arjuna, what did he do to Ashwatthama, where he was brought, what happened to him, was he killed? All that we'll hear tomorrow. Okay. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.